Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in through our online affiliates around the world via our podcast, we're glad you all could join us as well. We're excited to welcome back award-winning author Tina Siemens to our broadcast today. Tina is someone who's given us two great books already, one being Seminole, Some People Never Give Up, as well as The Little Sandals That Could. She also is someone who's been able to capture history, not only in a museum in Texas, but also through what she's been able to do with her travels as well. She's here to talk to us not only about her love of history and what it's been like for her to share that with others, but also by doing so, how she's encouraged other people to be able to not only appreciate their own history and what they can do as well. Tina's also a speaker. I'm privileged to have her as one of our speakers for our Write Stuff virtual conference. We'll talk to her about what that's been like for her to step outside her comfort zone, as well as how you all can stay connected with her as well. Tina, always great to have you on the program. Thanks for being with us.
Cyrus, thank you so much for having me. Every time I have that on my calendar, it's like, another great opportunity.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Tina. Well, Tina, you have so many things you've been able to do, and I mentioned, of course, you've been stepping outside your comfort zone. You're going to be one of our speakers for the Write Stuff virtual conference, sharing the importance of storytelling, of course, through history. Talk to us about this experience, Tina, because you've been able to step outside your comfort zone in a lot of different ways. What has that been like for you to see how, by your stepping out on faith, the way that your actions have been rewarded?
It has been a journey that is absolutely scary at times, but also so rewarding. Every time I'm challenging myself or challenged by somebody else like you, I've just learned so much to be more confident and be bolder, because every person in the world has a story to share. But so many are sadly never heard because they don't dare to step out. So I have loved to be challenged to share and to step out. I've always been comfortable in person in my own community, but to share on radio or to share on the podcasts and different Facebook pages, it's just been so rewarding to see that not only other people relate, but they have also been encouraged to share their stories. So always a great opportunity to be challenged.
Yeah, and I think you bring up a really good point, Tina, and that is that we all have something to offer, but it's having that courage to do it. And for you, it did start, as far as we know, with you, with the books. I mean, so talk to us about that. When you first were writing Seminole, what gave you the courage to even do that project? Were you able to garner all those hundreds of years of history from your own family?
It started out as just wanting me to have a recorded account of my family's history, because it's been an amazing journey going back to the 1400s. Me traveling to Europe, Netherlands and Poland and Ukraine and then in South America, so many different places where my family has immigrated to or from, it just gave me such a comfort knowing that my children and grandchildren would not have to dig so much as I did. And that's how that started, was to just have an account written down. And then it became so much more. It became to be a published book. And I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to not only have my family know the history now, but many people that made the same journey, they also have been able to learn what that journey was like, immigrating from one place to another and all the hardships that came with it. So I'm very, very thankful and so proud of the fact that it is in a written form, Seminole, Some People Never Give Up.
And Tina, you just, as you were talking, I thought about how we began this conversation, and I thought about, you know what, courage is just a part of your DNA, because your family had to have great courage to step out and do what was unfamiliar and to do what must have been scary. What was that like for you to think about, that just like they faced their fears and were able to find success, that you've been able to do the same thing?
It gave me courage that if it has been done before, I don't have to reinvent the wheel. I just have to look back in history and read and study what did they do, what worked and what didn't work. And so for me to be able to do Courager to the next generation, look, this has been done already, and this is the formula. It's almost like finding a recipe on what to do and what not to do. And so that has just been an amazing part of this whole journey, is to realize they had many ups and downs, but they persevered through it because they had their why and life figured out. They wanted freedom. They wanted a way of providing for their families. And that's really a human nature, is that we just want to grow and we want to do better for today than what was gifted to us yesterday. So that was just, it's been an amazing encouragement to know that they did it, and that gives me the courage to keep persevering through.
So 2024 has been a big year for you in so many ways, Tina. You started off, your book's been recognized, you're being an award-winning author. Talk to us about that, because when we write books, when we do anything, you know, we don't do it for the awards. We don't know how people are going to respond to it. But what has it been like for you to see, even in your own area now, how people are recognizing what you've done?
It's humbling and very gratifying to know that my story touches somebody else's life and how they can simulate with what I've written and what I speak about. It just gives me such great pleasure to have somebody come into my museum or into a class that I teach about our history, and they all of a sudden get something that they had questions about, or they just never really knew what part each migration gave to our ancestors. And so it's just been such a great journey to know that what I've studied and what I've discovered is now tools that I can give to somebody else, and they might take it a step further. And that's the beauty of us as human beings, being able to give a platform somebody else that might take it even further, and they may not have had the courage if they hadn't crossed our path. So it is truly an honor to be recognized for the work. 20 plus years it took me to write, because I wanted to be accurate, and I needed to travel to all these areas. So it took a long time for me to get that manuscript down, and here it is now, a gift to the world.
Right. And another thing you've given as a gift is the West Texas Living Heritage Museum. Tina, talk to us about that, because when you and I first met each other, you know, I didn't know anything about your having the desire to start a museum, but where did the idea for that come from? And not only to capture history in a book, but now to be able to have a place where people can come and actually be a part of history too.
Well, history, how I gathered it, was often through a museum, archives, and just individual people that had gathered their family heirlooms and wanted to share. So in all of my travels, that is what I saw, and I had a desire to do the same. And it, again, it was a 20-plus year dream of mine because I've gathered small antiques and bigger pieces that were pledged to me if I would ever open a museum that I could have on display. And so it was always, I didn't have the building, and there too. So often it's just getting out of my own way. I'm often my own stumbling block because I think a certain thing has to be just so. And when I realized that I already had a building, it was not ideal, not what I, like I had people draw blueprints and I had people make low 3D versions of what my ideal museum would look like. And it would take millions to fundraise. And that's where I always thought it would go. But then I had these buildings where our office was, and it was 6,000 square feet. And as I was praying one morning, Lord, let me, if 2023 is the year, then let me find a building. And it was as if it was right in front of me. You already have the building. Just compromise and make that happen. And that's when I shifted into the next gear. And between January of 2023 and June of last year, I had that 6,000 square as a museum. And I opened up in June of last year, and it's just been a whirlwind of wonderful activities and people coming through and just loving that there is a museum that is documenting our history.
Such a great point. And I think, too, it shows people what's possible, Tina. And I love what you said, and it's something that I have definitely have learned in my own life and experience, and that is that, you know what, it doesn't have to be this big thing. A lot of times we want, you know, to be able to do these mm-hmm. amazing things, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just about beginning where you are, right?
Absolutely.
And that is what
yeah.
you've been able to do. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, welcome. You're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome back award-winning author Tina Siemens to our broadcast today. We're talking to Tina not only about her own journey, what it's been like for her as an award-winning author, but also, of course, be able to do things that she's been able to love as well as to share that with the rest of the world, including what she's been able to do with the museum, too. And you're getting ready to celebrate that one-year anniversary in a big way. Talk to us about that, Tina, and what you have coming up at the museum.
Yes, March, May 30th and 31st, as well as June 1st, we'll have a three-day celebration. And the word living in my West Texas Living Heritage Museum, I chose that for a purpose, because if we know history as it is written on paper, but demonstration is so powerful. So the word living I chose for that purpose, to be hands-on. Let's recreate what our ancestors did. So May 30th and 31st, we'll have 30-some different presenters teaching on how to can, how to keep bees, how to do soil amendment to make productive gardening like our ancestors did, and how to keep a healthy milking cow. Like just things that we today take so for granted because we go down to the local grocery store and buy all of this. But what if we would have to or have need of know some of this knowledge again? And that is what I want to provide as a living museum, is to not only look at what happened in the past, but how can we recreate the positive and teach the next generation. So milking the cow and taking the cream and making a fresh block of butter, having the wheat ground, as you saw on my Facebook live this weekend,
mm-hmm.
Doing all of that to make the living part of what was come alive again today. That's just so rewarding, and that's what we're going to do this a celebration for the first anniversary of the museum.
And Tina, you mentioned what you've been able to share, and I just want to, again, commend you because I know it is not easy. You know, documenting what we do is not something that is natural for people, I think. It's something we've kind of learned to do because of the world we live in today. But what mm-hmm. has it been like for you to share basically what's happening in Seminole with the world through the way you document? What has that been like for you to share with us to make us be a part of the experience with you?
Well, electronics was not something that I grew up with, so it's definitely an everyday challenge, and I've learned to love part of it, at least getting it out there. But it mm-hmm. is such a reward to be able to see people react to something that we've done or are doing, and the social media has made it so easy and convenient for us to do so. So it's not just, if you have a voice and you have something to share, the opportunities are endless in today's world to be able to not just share locally, but nationwide and worldwide. So being able to share through social media, and it just gives you that platform that maybe touches somebody that you may never meet or know about, but it encourages somebody else to step out of their comfort zone and just do.
And you've been able to do that, and I really want to commend you. Another thing I want to mention about what you shared over the weekend that really ties into what you've done personally, Tina, and that is, you know, I know for yourself in your book, The Little Sandals That Could, you're able to share the experiences you've been able to have with your grandchildren. I saw the young people in those pictures and videos. What is that like for you to share with history that young, of letting people know the importance of it of all ages?
Well, it is, when you capture the mind of a child, one impression that if they can physically do, like I had these little ones come and turn the mill of grinding the wheat berries and just letting them touch the regular flour that we can buy in the store versus grinding your whole wheat berries, and they can taste the difference. They remember that. They may not do anything with it until they're older, but it is a seed planted that hopefully will grow and be productive in their generations of young entrepreneurs or just an interest of, I remember doing that at an event when I was just X amount of years. So involving the younger generation is how we repeat history in a positive way.
Love that. And it's such a great reminder, I think, for all of us, Tina, about the importance of sharing that with others as well. And as you've been able to do that in the middle of everything else you have going on, you also are working on another book. What can you tell us about what's coming with your next book?
Well, it's another amazing connection that I found out. And it, actually, today marks the anniversary of a very important character in my next book. It was April 8, 1861, when the Texas legislature voted to give Cynthia Ann Parker $100 annually and a league of land just over 4 acres when she was recaptured back by her white family. She was a 9-year-old that was captured by the Comanche Nation in a raid near present-day Waco in Texas. And that became a national known story, a worldwide fascination of the Quanah Parker story. And Cynthia Ann was the mother of Quanah Parker. So for to celebrate that part today, it was never given to her because the Civil War broke out shortly after that and people kind of put her story in the background. But she was 9 when she was captured by the Comanche, and when her white family recaptured her back, they actually put her on a pedestal in Fort Worth, Texas, and for passerbyers or people walking the streets would come out and look at her, like this is what it looked like when the Indians would have captured a white child. And so just celebrating that little piece of history today is great. But that is the story, the connection that will be in my next book. And it's, again, a story of perseverance. And I'm looking forward to launching that this summer. So that will be a great addition.
And outside of everything else that you're doing, Tina, as you can see, you know, I think, Tina, when I think about these conversations with you, I think about when I'm talking to people, a lot of times we do so much, we forget what we do, and we forget how much it really is. And just think about the things we've talked about here. You're a speaker. You're an award-winning author. You know, you're running a museum. You know, you're doing all this research. You're a researcher. And, you know, and then, of course, spending time with family and being able to have that experience. Do you still look at your life and think, wow, look at all the things I've been able to do?
Absolutely, and my body tells me every day, like, your bones are getting older. But, yes, it is such an honor. There's times where physically when you get overtired that you have to just kind of step back. Overall, it is such a blessing to be able to be a doer. And that's what we read in the Bible, is not to just be a hearer, but a doer. For us, what we have learned in our life, to give that to somebody else, that is truly when the multiplication happens. And that is what we want, is to leave a footprint for the next generation to follow.
Such a great point. Well, you're definitely doing that, Tina, and I'm so proud to call you a friend and a supporter as well. Again, everyone, award-winning author Tina Siemens has been our guest, talking with us about her journey that has to do with history, family, but also paying it forward as well. Tina, how can our audience stay connected with you?
They can get in touch with me on any of the social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or just email me at SeminoleTheBook@gmail.com or on any of the social media with Tina Siemens, Seminole Some People Never Give Up.
Great. Well, Tina, always a pleasure speaking with you. It's always great being able to catch up with you and share what you do with their audience, and looking forward to our next conversation together.
Sounds great. Well, y'all be safe as you look up. Let's also look down where, as the eclipse is happening today, that we'll be able to look down in our pathway to make sure we go forward.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Such a great thing. More than welcome, Tina. Thank you again for the time. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Then let's go make today amazing. Take care.